is a Hey Area short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Listener Lena Olson wanted to know, when the big earthquake hits, how will we get our water back if it gets cut off? KALW's Marissa Shea has some answers.
A magnitude 7.0 earthquake could move the ground more than 6 feet. And that might be too much for some pipes to handle.
So we, of course, are blessed with every major fault in the Bay Area crossing our system multiple times.
That's Betsy Laupe-Rhodes, a spokeswoman for the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. We're out at a water treatment plant, just 1,000 feet from the San Andreas Fault. She says, depending on which fault moves,
the pipelines could smash like a tin can, the pressures could rip it apart like a toilet paper roll tube, let's say.
If water is cut off, agencies are poised to set up points of distribution, places for people to get water. These would be at big, undamaged buildings, like schools. Residents can find them through government alert apps, websites, and emergency broadcasts.
I sign up to my local alerts, and I love it because then you know exactly what's going on. And when there's something the first responders need to tell you, you get it immediately.
After a major earthquake, Bay Area officials say full water services will be restored within 7 months. In the meantime, says Allison Costama of East Bay Mud, Bay Area water agencies can share water with each other if necessary.
It's not going to be the full capacity of our system, but it does give us enough that we can start bringing water into the undamaged portions of the system.
I've been sharing all of this with listener Lena Olson, who says she and her roommate are now having more conversations around earthquakes.
We're definitely going to see some really intense things in our lifetime, so we should all be prepared for that.
In San Francisco, I'm Marissa Shea for KALW.